From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Yemen bombing kills at least 45. Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Monday that killed at least 45 people and wounded many others. Most of the victims were army recruits. IS said in an online statement that one of its militants targeted apostate soldiers waiting outside of an army recruitment center with an explosive belt. It was Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang who unexpectedly broke the news at a joint press conference with U.S. President Barack Obama in Hanoi after their bilateral talks. He said the U.S. is lifting its long-standing weapons ban on Vietnam. VOA's White House correspondent Cindy Sain is with President in Hanoi.
No, that's right. It was Vietnamese President Quang who unexpectedly broke the news. He first started talking about other things and then said, you know, that the two countries really want to strengthen their cooperation and want in both in substance and in depth to boost their ties. And then he said that the U.S. is lifting the 50-year-old arms embargo completely.
When it was his turn, President Obama confirmed the news.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years. As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
President Obama said that after more than two decades of normalized relations, ties have reached a new moment. This